Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jim McCool, who is with a product called Staircasing. Jim, how you doing?
I'm pretty good, Kemp.
Well, thanks for being with me. I wanted to introduce to our listeners kind of what you've come up with. It's really interesting. You've come up with a system of upgrading the look of a staircase in a residential environment for homes that have carpet on their stairs and would rather have hardwood. You've come up with a rather inexpensive way of converting it without totally ripping out the stairway. Is that right?
That is correct. I mean, it is a solid hardwood overlay system that allows you to retain the wood structure underneath the carpet and put this in over the existing stair.
Okay, so you don't have to tear out the whole riser. You don't have to get into some major remodel. It's just a way of you just take the carpet up, and through the system, you're able to, when you walk away, it looks like a brand new hardwood stairway, right?
That is correct. That is correct. And it truly eliminates any kind of necessary modification, squaring off the treads, cutting any part of the staircase. It's literally a two-piece system to convert tread and riser to hardwood.
And you actually invented this, didn't you?
I did, yes.
To talk a little bit about that, how did you come up with the idea?
Well, we started getting a lot into the pre-finished hardwood flooring in about 2000, and we had a lot of customers that were interested in, we're coming in and doing all this hardwood flooring, and the question always came up, can we do hardwood on our stairs? And there really just was not ever a good solution for that. You had a couple of options, basically, of doing a hardwood flooring on the staircase, so building out each tread and riser with hardwood flooring and nosings, or you had the option, obviously, of tearing the staircase out and rebuilding, which is a very costly and timely procedure. So that's kind of what started it, was just really the lack of a good answer for both the consumer and us as the installation contractors.
Okay, and this is an invention, so have you patented this process?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, good. And your approach to market, most of our listeners are independent retailers, or they're in the flooring business, they might be installers. If somebody's interested in learning more about this, you're actually selling this through distribution, and that's ultimately how it gets to the end user, right?
That is correct. We're looking to get the product out to dealers and contractors as well, even some retail as well through distribution channels.
Okay. I noticed you have a website, and it's kind of a neat name, because when you're finished, people are staring at the staircase, which is a different spelling. So your website is actually www.staircasing.com, but it's spelled StareCasing.com, right?
That is correct.
Well, and I'm sure people would be wondering, sounds like you've come up with an unmet market need. If a consumer has carpeted stairs, let's say there's 16 or so stairs, and you come in, what is the rough cost to the consumer to have your system installed?
Yeah, the general cost for this product or this transformation, it does depend on the number of steps. So, a staircase can be anywhere from, say, 10 or 11 steps up to 15 or 16.
Right.
Depending on the ceiling height. And generally, the total cost will run anywhere from about $1,300 to $1,700.
Okay.
Based on the number of steps.
And that's the price to the consumer.
Correct.
Suggested retail, so to speak.
Correct.
All right. And wood, we all know wood is different species. Do you have more than one product? If somebody wants to do oak, you've got a solution. If somebody wants another species, you've got a solution. Talk about that.
Yes, absolutely. We have standard product line, which is the red oak, of course, and that product is available pre-finished and as well as unfinished. It is available in three standard colors of butterscotch, gunstock, and natural. We also have, as part of the standard line, a white oak, which is a natural pre-finish or unfinished, as well as a maple and a Brazilian cherry, both in pre-finished, natural finish, and unfinished. And any other species can be done with the products. So We can specially make the stair casing system in virtually any species.
Okay. And your goal here is to, I mean, obviously offer this product and then also probably train the people who are going to be putting it in so that it goes in smoothly. Talk a little bit about how difficult it is to do this.
It really is not a difficult installation process at all. There are a few key things that are involved in the installation, but not something, obviously, that's difficult for the contractor, really, or the handy do-it-yourself or homeowner. But, the idea for us right now is to sort of train the contractors on it, introduce it to them, show them how easy it is to do, just kind of give them the opportunity to see it, and hopefully they give it a shot and kind of realize how nice and fast and how great looking it is in the end.
All right, to put it in, do you need a miter saw and a power nailer? What do you need to put it in?
Basic tools would be a table saw is going to be good. A slide miter saw works well to do the end cuts. Those are kind of the big pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other stuff, kind of your basic tape measure, a framing square, and another key item that's good to have is a tread template, which is a very simple tool, but a nice tool that allows you to get the length measurement of the tread as well as any kind of angle that you might have at the skirt edges.
Okay, great. Well, like I say, I wanted to talk to you because I do feel like this is an unmet market need. There are a lot of places where people are upgrading their look. They want to convert their downstairs to take the carpet out, put the hardwood in, and then they look at their stairs and they say, now what do we do here? And so you've come up with a solution. Okay. So, Jim, like I said, you do have a website. If somebody's interested in finding out more information, they can get you through that website, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, we've been talking with Jim McCool about a new invention called stair casing, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.